The servant carries out the master's will. The servant doesn't tell the master what to do. The servant does not choose which tasks to perform for the master, nor does the servant suggest days or times when it would be convenient to serve the master. The servant's function is to follow instructions. The master, on the other hand, gives directions. The master does not tell the servant to develop a vision that will guide the master. The master is the one with the vision. The servant's task is to help fulfill the master's purposes. We are the servants. God is the master. We tend to try to reverse this. God's revelation of himself, his purposes, and his ways depends directly upon our obedience. He may not reveal today his intentions for the next 5 years, but he will tell us what our next step should be. As we respond to God's revelation, he will accomplish what he desires, and he will be the one who receives the glory. Our fulfillment comes from serving our master. The world will encourage you to strive for positions of authority and power. God wants you to take the role of a servant. As God's servant, you should have no other agenda than to be obedient to whatever he tells you. God does not need you to dream great dreams for your life, your family, your business, or your church. He simply asks for obedience. He has plans that would dwarf yours in comparison. Ephesians 3:20